This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decision on the 8th pay commission will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. The vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector. President Draupadi Murmu will confer National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of the third launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support as standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human space flight missions. The QS World Future Skills Index has ranked India second for digital skills ahead of Canada and Germany. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over this achievement. He said, over the last decade, the government has worked on strengthening the country's youth by equipping them with skills that enable them to become self-reliant and create wealth. At least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. The encounter has been going on since last morning in the forests of South Bastar on the Telangana border in Bijapur district. According to the police, the Maoists have suffered a huge loss in this operation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the country's startups will play a crucial role in realizing the vision of a self-reliant, inclusive and globally competitive India. Mr. Goyal noted that government schemes like the Fund of Funds schemes acted as a transformative tool to mobilize private capital, particularly to support startups in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The BJP will contest 68 out of the 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. BJP has left the remaining two seats for its National Democratic Alliance constituents Janata Dal, United and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has stated that the law and order situation in Mumbai cannot be judged based on a few isolated incidents, asserting that the city remains the safest place. His remarks followed an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan in the early hours of Thursday, which left him injured. Meanwhile, Saif Ali Khan's team issued a statement of confirming that the actor is out of danger and currently recovering. 12 doctors, including the medical superintendent and vice principal of the Midnapore Medical College and Hospital in the Paschim Medinipur district of West Bengal, have been suspended for failing to follow the standard operating procedures during the operation of a woman who died after giving birth to a child. To promote cross-border transactions in Indian rupee and local currencies, the Reserve Bank of India has liberalized the Foreign Exchange Management Act. Overseas branches of authorized dealer banks can now open INR accounts for non-residents to settle permissible current and capital account transactions with residents in India. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the India men's and women's teams performed exceptionally well in their group stage matches to secure spots in the quarterfinals. Both teams also clinched the top position in their respective groups. In badminton, Ace Shetler P.V. Sindhu will take on Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in the women's singles quarterfinal of the India Open in New Delhi today. In men's singles, Indian shuttler Kiran George will face Wang Hongyang of China in the quarterfinal of men's singles event. In view of the improvement in air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked the Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan across the National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision has been taken by the subcommittee on GRAP after reviewing the situation in its meeting held yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.